Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we play the most kick-ass unsigned artist. I search for the best music that you have never heard of. That's right, no mind-controlled corporate crap here with subliminal messages, just pure music. Before we get started, now we have the prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? But you trust in the devil, huh? What if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit? Then, motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers can get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Oh, Mike, it's me, Louis B. Crotch Shot Radio Show, calling you for the interview. Let me try calling you back. I'm going to send you a text message. So, alrighty, I got to send Mike a, So today we have, we're going to have I'm going to be interviewing the Queens metal band Section 8 Cartel. Check them out, Section 8 Cartel on MySpace, so it's myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. We've been playing their music for over a year now. You know, I've already filmed two of their concerts. The newest one that they did last night is going to be posted today, hopefully tonight. After I get it done saving, let me try calling Mike again. Hopefully he got the text message. Alrighty, wait, hopefully they're picking up.
Michael Dreya.
Okay, I'm gonna try to get a contact of their one of the guys there. While we're waiting, let me play you something from one of their live shows. This is I Found What I Needed, live version on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Alright, is everybody in here? I'm blind right now and I can't quite see y'all, but it's nice to see everybody as far as I can see. We are Section 8 Cartel. Thank you for spending your Saturday night with us.
Yeah!
The first song is called I Found What I Needed.
Thank you.
That was Section 8 Cartel with their song, I Found What I Needed, on the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Check them out, myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. That was their live version. I was recently at their at a concert and shot video. So that this is music that I got from the video. I'm trying to get one of Don, the the six string guitar player from the band. In fact, let me try calling Mikey one more time. So hopefully they pick up this time. Oi, Mike Estrella. Okay. Like to thank CC, CCAC 0054 for checking us out. Thanks, man. Thank you very much. Really appreciate each and every listener we get. Well, I get. Eek.
Please leave your message for...
Oh, crap. Eek. So yeah, we're waiting to get Don's number. I'm gonna play another one of their songs. This is, again, we're trying to get them on. This is Dreamcatcher from this is the studio album from their studio album. This is Dreamcatcher by Section 8 Cartel. Sorry to cut it short. We probably got one of the other band members. This is Don. Danny. Donatello.
One 800 AmbuVet.
Hey, Donnie, what's up?
Who's this?
Louis B.
Hey, what's up, man? How you been, dog?
I'm all right. Calling you guys for the interview. I've been trying to call Mikey. Mikey's not picking up.
Dude. All right, man. Let me see if I can get him on a three-way here, all right? Let me see if I can get him on three. Hold on.
All right. You guys showed last night again. Damn, I need to find a faster way to freaking make movies here. So anyways, yeah, we're waiting for Mike, for Donnie to get Mike on a three-way. Mike is the lead singer. Don, he plays the four-string guitar in the show, in the band. Again, that's myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. You gotta keep an eye on these guys. You gotta keep an eye on their MySpace, cause you know, just to see when they're doing the next show in New York.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
All right, everybody's on the ball here.
Yes. What happened, Mike? You thought you were getting pranked or something?
No, man. I just I was doing laundry and I was texting you right now about my voice. I'm like, my voice is all like destroyed right now.
Oh.
Just cool, man.
Yeah, well that's what honey is for.
Yeah, I know. I guess so.
Or you know, you need me to call Juan Leche?
No. That would be even worse.
Alright, so I guess Donnie will be doing most of the talking.
Okay. We'll swap. We'll go ahead and do a little bit of everything. Are we gonna be on the radio right now?
Yeah, we're on right now. We're live.
That's mad funny.
Rock stars. All right.
Start it up.
All right, so I know we talked like a year ago, but I was on the old network back then, and all those recordings got lost. So, what's the origin of the name Section 8 Cartel?
Origin of the name Section 8, all right. Probably about, I'd say, 7 years ago, I came across these guys, and they were just... Straight Section 8. The name of the band was Straight Section 8. I came in, I was like, all right, so the band's a little bit different, and we decided to come up with Section 8 Cartel, a bunch of Colombians playing a little heavy metal, and a little alternative, a little new metal, little bit of everything there, and that was really it. We just started recording a little bit, and Section 8 Cartel was born.
Okay, cool. What are you guys' major influences?
Yeah,
mine would be like anything from Nirvana to the Deftones to Radiohead. You know, I listen to everything. Like, I listen to like Hot 97 to Z100 to rock. You know what I'm saying? So, I think my music is like really influenced a lot by like rock and roll and like pop. You know, doesn't really have to be one category, but I guess predominantly we're like categorized as new metal. Though I hate that term. But, you know, those were basically my influences. And Donald.
Word.
Can you guys even understand what I'm saying? I'm trying so hard. I have, like, some tea next to me.
Oh, snap. So,
it's like,
hey, that,
like
that's
a
what
mixture
you...
of,
oh, that's
screaming. And screaming.
Yeah, dude, that gig was like fucking off the hook last night.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, dude. Thanks a lot.
That shit, you guys bring a lot of energy. You just Oh, got Ariel on my BlackBerry now. Ariel was the one that gave me Don's number to call just in case. So how did you?
That, and I thought you had that.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Oh,
man.
You called.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm glad I called, or else I wouldn't have a show. I'll be like, oh crap. All right, well, I'm just gonna be playing Section 8 Cartel music. But wait a minute.
You know, everybody in the music industry, everybody in the music business, you know, trying to just network a little bit and get everybody bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I mean, I like I said, you, like I always say on the show, whenever I play you guys, it's like, okay, this is like one of my, out of all the bands I play, you guys are my favorites because I do love the sound. How did you guys decide on that sound to be what defines you guys as Section 8 Cartel?
Our sound. Well, I tell you, it wasn't really something that we went looking for. You know, as Mikey said, we have a lot of influences all across the board, and basically, it's a melange of sound. Really, I like to call it sheets of sound. That's what I describe our music, sheets of sound, but melodic sheets of sound. And basically, when we got together, you know, it was something interesting right off the bat. We knew that we had a little bit of a unique sound, and little by little we went ahead and developed it, honed it a little bit, and today it's what you see, man. It's what you see.
Yeah, very good.
our sound is definitely, like, not developed over the years, and now it's, like, I think when you hear, like, one of our songs, you can definitely know, like, right off the bat that, like, oh, it's like, Section 8 right there. Totally. It's, like, heavy reggae, and I wouldn't even know how else to describe it, but I definitely know that our sound is pretty cool.
Yeah, what is this, Metalthong? Megathong? Is that what it would be called? Megathong?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think we were more like just, I don't know. I like it though. I like the direction that we're heading to right now. And I think we're going to be trying some newer elements in our music. In terms of like, I think just switching it up just to make things more interesting, you know? Like, because if you just keep doing the same stuff, then now people are just going to start, you know, going like, oh, I kind of like that other song and all this stuff. So I think as an artist, we try our best not to get stuck in that
damn,
you know, in that hole.
And we're going to be getting the studio pretty soon. We're going to be getting to record some of these new sounds. And, you know, so people look out for that. Section 8 Cartel, we're going to be coming out with another little 3-4 song demo shortly.
Nice. I mean, before you leave is hot though. That song Before You Leave is hot. I mean, I just got the live version right now of the video that was shot at your Brooklyn show. I was able to convert that video into MP3, and I got some live music. And you can actually can you tell me what's the story behind that song Before You Leave?
I guess I was having some problems with an ex-girlfriend, and basically it's one of those Requiem ex-girlfriend songs. You know, it's just to be like, hey, you know, before you get the hell out of my place, don't forget all the good times. So it's kind of literal in that sense. Like, I guess it's kind of like therapy for us. You know, like I write lyrics that go on through my life, and, you know, singing them makes me feel a lot better without actually talking with anybody about them.
Yeah, what's this about? What's this about the Madonna cover?
I just think that it's an interesting cover song, and I went down with 80s music.
Which song is that?
Lift the Tail. It's from,
okay.
The Madonna song.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I didn't post that yet. So okay, yeah, because
yeah,
I
you were born in the, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know, one of my favorite genres is 80s music. I think it's just so nostalgic and cool that no matter how it's played, you know, people are always going to be like, oh shit, that's awesome. And it's like really a heavy version. What the hell is that all about? So,
you think you guys going to do any heavy versions of any freestyle music like Carl? Where were you?
I don't know.
Love in the arms of another man. Something like that.
I don't know if we we're definitely trying like hip hop and doing like hip hop covers just because they're pretty fun. And, and we're not trying to do it for verbatim, but we're, you know, trying to make it our own. Like it's still gonna be like a Section 8 cover, you know, even though it's the Madonna song, I still think it sounds like Section 8.
Okay, yeah, because Eddie L on my BlackBerry, he's saying, please hold off. I would like to see it first, LOL. Alcohol does crazy things to your decision-making.
I don't know, man. People usually tend to cringe when they think, oh, shit, the Madonna song is in there for the year, and they're like, oh, shit. Cool.
Yeah. So what can you guys tell me about your instruments? Are you guys subject to, like, brand loyalty, or you'll play with whatever's available?
Well, I'm a Gibson man myself. I work a little bit off Ibanez's, too, but Gibson Les Paul, and then I run through a Spider amp, foot switch, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you've been rocking the Line 6s. He's got, like, 3 generations of Line 6s going now.
Destroyed.
Yeah, Donnie. I mean, I like you make me fucking laugh whenever you're playing, and it's like you put this face on, and it's like, and you it's like you can tell that you're actually feeling the fucking music, and it's just hilarious to see you work.
Yeah,
Well, hilarious is a word. That's definitely a word. Yeah, man. You know, but that's what it's about, man. You could have the best music in the world, man, but if you don't have a live show, that's a bit of an issue, man. So every time we're out there trying to, you know, get in front of these people, we understand and we know that we're a form of entertainment, man. We're definitely, these people want to come out and see a live show. If we didn't do any of the stuff that we did on stage, man, I mean, the music will be there speaking volumes, of course, but there's always a live element that you need in any band.
Yeah, of course. It does add to it. It does add to it, and it's like it's signature. It's your like your signature, Don. It's, you know, it's that's you. And it's,
yeah,
like it. Yeah, I mean, I remember when I first saw you guys at the Trash Bar, Donnie, you're doing all these kicks and stuff, and you almost kicked Mike in the face. I'm like, oh shit. It was like 5 inches away.
All
I'm
right,
like, God damn.
Right. Let me tell you, it's not without its mishaps. I've had, you know, a couple of gashes here and there. I got drum marks on my back. I got all, you know, a little bit of everything, man. But you're right. It's a signature. And you know what? That's good, man, because the more people talk about it, the more Section 8 cartel on people's lists, man, the more they're going to be out there checking us out.
Exactly. And they should. I mean, they should. And that's why, like, I like to promote you guys all hard, and I like playing the music a lot. You know. It's I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but I do like the live. I played some of the live stuff from the video, and there's something about it that I love more than the recording. It's than the studio recordings.
Right.
I mean, if there's like more passion in it.
That's the next step for our recordings. I think we're looking for more a live recording. Where, you know, each of us could go individually into a room and record it as, like, we were playing live. So, because
right.
I think it's true that we do lose something in there when everybody's doing something one at a time and it's, like, overly produced and it just something is missing there. Even a producer for our last couple of demos, he had never seen us live. And then after, you know, watching us after all these years of recording us, we're like, who the fuck was that? That was you guys. Oh, shit. You know, like, I think even he noticed that it was a little different compared to the recordings.
Yeah, I mean, I love the passion that's in it. I love that, you know, it's like you actually, you feel it in your chest. It makes you move. It's, you know, it's very powerful. It's very powerful. I mean, I'm not trying to kiss your ass or anything, but, you know, it's, you know, that's just my opinion. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but... you know, I've noticed the difference when I'm listening to you guys' studio stuff, which is good. Don't get me wrong. It's good, and it moves me. It moves me. It gets me, you know, it helps me get through the day. But when I played your, whenever I'm listening to the music from the video from the Brooklyn show, I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is, like, you know, when you're doing a recording, you know, there's not an audience there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we're just trying to please ourselves in that moment. So, that, you know, when you're on stage and you just have people and you're vibing off of them and, you know, trying to make them feel what we're feeling, you know, it just kind of like reflects on our performance, you know? So it's a little different, you know what I mean? But like I said, I think the next step is going to be finding a studio where we can do that. So we'll capture that energy and passion at the same time in our next recording. Pretty sure about that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And also we always have to remember that you know, professionally done and studio quality type recordings, you know, you try your best, absolute best to try to go ahead and capture that live quality of things. But, you know, especially with a band like ours, I mean, you really don't get the full gist of what it is that we do and what it is that we're trying to get across without having seen our live show. It's just, you know, you have to come out and check us out. Section 8 Cartel, MySpace.com.
Word. Yeah, MySpace.com/Section 8 Cartel. Definitely. I mean, definitely friend you guys. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely, man. It is a kick-ass show you guys put on, man. I mean, this is the third show I've seen. I'm like, damn. I mean, this is probably like... it's kind of funny that there wasn't no mosh pit going on like the first show I saw.
Yeah.
I mean, at that time, I was barely able to walk, and I was still getting knocked down.
Yeah, well, you know, the past couple of shows have been more...
Try to avoid lawsuits, man.
Yeah, word.
Smaller venues and, like, more people there, so I guess, you know, for them to mosh, which has been ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
no.
We still pushed up behind my amps and the drums. It was like, if people would have started moshing, we would have just been, like, completely fucked over. But, you know, I still see people banging their heads, and I love when people do mosh, though, because it kind of makes us feel more amped up. So, you know, hopefully there'll be more of those mosh.
But either way, we never get discouraged, man. We've had shows where we played in front of, you know, 1,000 people. We've had the shows where we played in front of like 4, and we really don't change up what we do, man. Doesn't matter. We play a hard shot every single time.
Yeah. Speaking about your songs, who writes your songs?
Well, Mikey is the main songwriter lyricist, so he should go ahead and answer this one.
Yeah, I basically write. Like how we get our music is like I'll start with like a riff and then I'll just kind of like do something and bring it into the studio and have people listen to it and, you know, we just kind of basically jam it out and, you know, I guess that's the formula right there so far. Like, you know, I think it's been working pretty well, but yeah, basically like I'll just write it in acoustic and then I'll just bring it in and we'll just change it up right there. And then, you know, we all put on our 2 cents in there and turns it into a Section 8 song.
Ooh, I mean, what are the main themes and topics for the songs?
You know, I really don't know. It's like, I just, the main thing is just the riffs and, you know.
It's been heartache and pain.
I think all of my music is a little sad, and I do want to, like, change my my lyrical content into more of a just happy thing. I think I wrote a lot of sad songs, but, you know, sad to me is that, like I said, this is like my therapy, so whenever I feel sad, I just kind of bring it into a song, and when I'm happy, I'm just, like, enjoying life, so I'm going to have to make a song about enjoying life soon. Soon.
Sipping on gin and juice, laid back.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing stuff like that too, you know, just coming up with hooks for like hip hop songs just because it's so funny. And like, who knows, you could probably blow up by making a dumbass hip hop song. So, however, it gets us to get to where we got to get to. So,
I'm
going to song about honey and honey that I need right now.
Yeah, all right, well, you just answered my the question. Do you think the topics would change over time? So, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Because, I mean, it's not really all about the same thing, but it's always about, you know, just, like, anger and just you know, breaking stuff. And, I mean, that's stuff to write about, you know. People can feel that stuff more. Like, even if they don't understand what I'm talking about, they feel like, oh, no, you know, I felt that way once in my life.
Yeah,
this guy screaming about it is great, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. How much has your music evolved since you guys first started playing music?
Well,
probably a lot more of a melodic band. We used to be a little bit more, I guess, as you know, quote unquote heavy metal. I think nowadays people probably think that we're more melodic as opposed to maybe like a death metal sound or a thrash metal, that sort of thing.
So,
I think we've matured musically over the years, that's for sure. And of course, our fan base has gotten bigger. So, I think those are probably the biggest changes in what it is that we do. As far as recording, obviously, we always try to shoot for something a little bit different in our recordings, maybe an improvement from the last recording. So, you know, in terms of that sort of evolution, you can even hear we have a little best of Section 8 Cartel compilation out there. And, you know, you can hear the differences and the changes in the different recordings as we matured as musicians. But I think that's our biggest difference. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, and also we got another drummer too now. He's
you know, he's not as thrashy as the last drummer, you know, because his influences were more of, you know, death metal and like, you know, things like that. So it kind of reflected in some of the stuff that we were bringing to the table. So now it's like more like our drummer now is more into like progressive rock and, you know, old school music. So now it's a bit more cleaner and you can kind of hear us a little more. So it's kind of changing up the way we write music now. And, you know, I think it's a good thing because, you know, people need to hear what we're doing, you know, and, I think we're more focusing on what we're doing individually now too, you know. It's not like on autopilot now, it's like we're kind of like more on top of each other on getting this music right, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean, it definitely, whatever you guys are doing, it's working, it is working. You know, it's bringing emotion out of people, and that's basically what you want. Yes. So, what's your ultimate direction for the band?
We really love playing in front of people, man. For me personally, I get my rocks off performing, man. I'm a showman to the fullest, to all the nines, everything, man. Showmanship for me is definitely you know, one of the biggest things that any band can bring to the table. So I just want to be able to play in front of people and you know, let the people carry us where we're gonna go, man. That's really what it's about. It's about what the people are gonna be enjoying anyway, man. So we're out here for everyone, our fans. And ultimately, we just want to get a little bit of a following and hopefully make a little bit of a name for ourselves, blow up this little spot here that we have in the city, because I really think there's a big void in the rock scene nowadays in New York City. I mean, there's really nothing nothing big anymore. There's nothing popular in terms of the rock scene. I think it's bands like us. We have even a measure of responsibility. We have... you know, we have to go ahead and go out there and keep jamming every night. So what if CBGB's is not around, or, you know, like all the old school rock venues are not around anymore? That doesn't mean anything to us. We're out here trying to play in front of these people, get as many people out to the shows as possible, and do our part in revitalizing this void that we have, this rock void that we have in New York City.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I just want to be comfortable doing what I do. Like, I don't care about being super famous or have lots of money. Like, as long as we could like just live comfortably off of performing and just going around and like doing tours and things like that, then I'll be extremely happy, you know. Like, to be like just
extremely
be able to bring our friends, like, hey, we're going on tour, let's go. You know,
yeah.
Like, let's go do it, man. Let's go out there and, you know, have sex with women.
Fans, radio fans out there, radio fans out there, the world, get us out there.
Please. You haven't heard us, you know. I mean, I sound like shit today, but seriously, I think I sound pretty good on stage. And
that's big change, man. Let me tell you, that's one of the bigger changes in our band. Getting Mikey's confidence, because when I first got into the band, he wasn't the lead singer. We had a lead singer, and then when things didn't work out with the other singer, and Mikey had to take the reins during our first recording, and he had to step up. He was a little bit unsure of himself and his talent, but I think over time, you know, with enough people letting him know and you know, with us just behind him, I think he's blossoming into something special.
You mean what? Mikey wasn't the original lead singer?
No, I was not. I wasn't the original lead singer. Yeah, man, it was kind of weird. So I'll definitely give you some of those tracks so you can actually hear the ridiculous evolution of Section 8. That was something special. And then, basically, the first demo we did, I wasn't really supposed to say.
Yeah, tell them the story, man. Tell them the whole complete story.
Yeah, cool.
The first
the first demo we were supposed to do, our lead singer was supposed to do, you know, the lead vocals. And during the middle of a recording, he decided to quit the band. So I basically had to write and do all the songs, like, you know, right there. So I think from there we kind of realized that something cool was happening, you know. But I wasn't quite sure about being a frontman. But, you know, I think, you know, your confidence starts building up after you start hearing, you know, a bunch of people telling you that you're actually pretty good. So I'm kind of glad that it happened, you know, but kind of sucky. But hey, here we are now, and still trying to do what we got to do, you know. Even though that was a pretty crazy little thing there. So 1 minute, have a lead singer during recording, and then boom, you're gone. Oh, shit. I got to go do this now. It's pretty cool, though.
So, what are your biggest challenges as a band? I mean, how have you been able to, there you go.
Biggest challenges as a band, I think probably chemistry is definitely, you know, as with any band, chemistry is always, you know, a bit of an issue. I've always found that we've had a great chemistry with the band, and that really hasn't changed. When Chris came in, which is our new drummer, obviously he had to kind of just adapt a little bit to what we were doing, and the same, and vice versa. So we definitely had a little, you know, growing pains there. But outside of that, I mean, I really feel, you know, like Mike King Jr., we've gone traveling together. We've been to different places together, and these guys are like my brothers to me. I mean, I could say the same about Chris now, but he's still kind of new and everything else. But I think chemistry and just the social bond that we have between each of us is definitely something that contributes to, I guess, what people are digging on stage.
Cool. I mean, Chris still has that new drummer smell.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, he's
like
that news on the smell, yeah.
Like, smells like a silverback.
Yeah, kind of like a silverback, right?
Yeah, man. No, I mean, you know, like I said, he's like, does like Spanish rock and all these other things, and I think he wasn't really quite used to what it is that we were doing, but he knew that, you know, right off the bat, that it was something that he needed to jump on, though, because, you know, I think our music is pretty good, and you know, he knew that that there was something special there, so I think he stuck it out, and, you know, I think it's a good thing he did, because I think some of our live shows are coming out pretty good right now, and,
cool. We got a caller from New York. New York, what's up?
Yo.
Is this you?
Yes, this is goddamn Benny Carnero. Yes.
The hell you want, you greased up dago?
You know, it's bad news. You heard about the immigration reform, right, in Arizona?
Yeah.
They're probably sending your familia back. You know, because they're going to kick out all the damn immigrants, so, you know.
What's going on, Arizona?
Sucks to be Hispanic.
Okay, well,
if you live in Arizona, it's not a good thing. Because they don't care.
I'm Puerto Rican. First of all, I'm Puerto Rican, so I'm safe. Second of all, it'd still be a lot cheaper than the cement shoes they give you people.
Look.
Oh, we got a joke star online, man. You didn't tell me there was a comedy club, bro.
Wow. Quote unquote, when you call you people came to this country, we actually signed documents about who we are and what diseases we had. Unlike your people, you just moseyed in on over.
American Indian, you must have been here before everybody came over, man. You American Indian, bro?
Not American Indian, but when the Italians came, we signed paperwork, not like the Mexicans. Think about it.
And that's great, man.
That's why Arizona's fed up.
I was rallying for you, man. How was it?
Arizona's fed up with the bullshit. So now I hope New York takes a lesson. Maybe I'll send a letter to Senator Schumer. Say, you
wow,
want a good...
man, that sounds like a lot of ignorance to me. Listen, bro, you got to get it straight, man. We Colombian, right? Mexicans are south of the border, bro. Totally different landmass.
Hispanic is Hispanic.
I appreciate your phone call, bro. Thanks for coming out, man. Section 8 Cartel, come out and check us, bro. You might enjoy yourself.
I actually do like your music, but sorry.
Right.
Never, we can never truly be friends.
Fine,
we can never
thanks
be truly be friends because your blood is tainted. It's not pure.
Wow.
It's not
crazy.
Pure.
Wow.
The only reason you don't waste time.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you know, radio,
you know,
oh,
he talks all this shit, but you know, he knows that he's a real, you know, he's the real nigga now, because I go, he's catching me eating fried chicken, drinking some malt liquor, and you talk with Ebonics, dude. You talk Ebonics. What kind of Italian are you? If you had hair, you'd probably be gelling that shit to hell. Anyways,
wow.
Back to the band.
I'll
leave him on. All right.
So what happened? We're not gonna take no road trip to Arizona. You guys don't want to come along? Pull you over? Send you back? Send you back? Fucking, you can play your music on the, you know, those double decker buses that you always see Hispanics on, the ones that are like tilting as they're driving. The yellow-orange ones? You know what's wrong. What do they call those buses? Immigration buses?
Wow.
Immigration buses. That's crazy. No, man. I don't know anything about any of that stuff, man. We're from New York.
You said you're Colombian in Colombia. Don't they have those big wawas? Those big wawas? The double-decker ones?
Ignorance at its best. Tell me no.
He said those big wawas. He's trying to...
Big wallets.
Man, stop fronting. You like rice and beans as much as the next person.
Yeah.
I mean, how many illegitimate kids you got, man?
Huh?
How many illegitimate kids you got running around?
I have none.
Liar.
None.
Liar.
Back in the days when the Moors invaded Italy. That means you got black blood in you, man.
Pure
African semen getting pumped into the detached women.
No.
Since.
No.
The
those are lies. Those are your Puerto Rican lies.
True or false?
Your Puerto Rican lies are no good for me. I'm not the welfare office. You will not fool me, Puerto Rico. No. I will not approve of your food stamps. No EBT for you.
Dude, weren't you on government assistance?
I was not.
You were on government assistance.
I was not.
Yes,
look,
you were.
Yeah. One.
You need to stop with your Puerto Rican lines, because I know Puerto Ricans are good at lying. Okay? You need to stop.
Gathering all these Hispanics.
What's wrong with you?
Were you or were you not getting a check that said New York State on it?
You know what I don't understand? You really gather more Hispanics in a Home Depot parking lot. I don't understand. Like, you find all of them. You might as well put them to work.
It's funny, man. It's funny.
I got a garage that needs a little fixing. You might as well, was this whole music group is Hispanic?
Wow. That's real funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't even know how to... Are we going to get continuing on the interview at all, or are we just going to sit here and just start ripping on racial jokes? Is that what we're going to do here? Is that what the show is about?
No, it's a big deal. Look, we do talk about...
All righty. Anyways,
I have no idea. I don't even know how to use tools, man. And I'm fucking Hispanic. So...
Yeah,
that was the comedy portion of this interview.
Exactly.
Everybody, a hand for Arizona. He can speak English. He might even be able to read. Moving right along.
Yeah, words. I had to cut him off, or else he would have just continued.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dang, I mean, that's all fine and good, man, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Not to be, you know, trading, like, you know, insults, bro. You know, we are here to try to get a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? Try to get a little bit better and answer some questions and everything, man. We don't need to get into no nothing crazy, man.
Man, I hear you. Yeah, so, oh, man, before we, like, finish, because we got, like, 10 minutes left to the show, what song do you want me to play, and then we'll come back and finish it up? I got, the live version of Shades of Grey, All My Pain, Before You Leave. I already played I Found What You Needed, and, of course, I have the studio versions, I Found What You Needed, Liza Agony, Shades of Grey, Trippin', Zoid, All of My Pain, Dreamcatcher, Faded, and Schizoid.
Yeah, Mike, you pick it.
I wouldn't mind hearing Liza Agony, the studio version.
What happened?
Liza Agony, studio version.
Liza Agony, studio
version.
Alrighty, so yeah, this is cool. Section 8 Cartel with their song Liza Agony on the Crouch Yard Radio Show.
Hey, man, thanks a lot for having us, dude. Thanks a lot, man.
Oops. Yeah, no, we'll be right back to finish up the interview with Mikey and Don from Section 8 Cartel after this. And... We'll be right back. Lies in Agony by Section 8 Cartel. We still got Mikey and Don on the phone.
Yep.
So, shit got some energy to it.
Yeah, man. You know what's so funny about that song? I remember we were outside in the car talking about, like, our, you know, recording some stuff and, you know, just doing, like, a band meeting and then getting pulled over by the cops and then basically, you know, them treating us like shit. So then we went back to the studio and totally, like, recorded that song, like, right then and there.
Damn.
Like, it was just, like, one of those spur-of-the-moment type things.
So you guys used to get hassled by the cops a lot, or you still guys still do?
No, I mean, it was just that incident, you know, that those motherfuckers, you know, just, I mean, I guess they were nice because they let us keep our beer, but, you know, I just think, you know, they were like following us and stuff like that afterwards, and it was not that cool, you know what I mean, so. We took it out on that song, and then, you know,
so,
it was kind of interesting, though, how shit happens so quickly.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on a lot of these Iraq veterans coming back from the war, and, you know, they got, you know, PTSD and all that, and they're becoming cops?
Oh, shit. That's kind of scary, actually.
You didn't hear about that?
That's what you want, mental issues and a gun.
Oh, nice. I just think it's kind of funny how since you could go in the military, how much easier you could be a cop, too, you know? Like, they're like, oh, you're in the Marines? Perfect. Come on in. You know? I don't know.
I mean,
you start
hearing all these reports on cops tasing people for not saying please or thank you or sir or, you know, treating people like they're insurgents.
Cops think that they're, like, you know, they're the end-all, be-all. You gotta be like, yes, sir, thank you, and all that crap, and they think that if you don't say that, then they have the right to harass you. I mean, it's not right, you know. But,
yeah, man, I think they take a lot of, like, say, post 9/11, New York City has become very much a police state, you know what I'm saying, and they're taking a lot of liberties with just regular folk, and, you know, it's unfortunate, man, because, you know, what's happening is that I think eventually everybody's going to be walking around with a microchip in their neck, bro.
It's funny that you mentioned that. Because that's like
who
that's...
you are, where you're at. I think that's eventually what they're trying to do, man. But
it'd be like freeze. They won't even have to say freeze anymore. They'll just push a button and the fucking microchip.
And you'll turn off.
Oh, shit.
That's it, man.
What it is, man. It's just that's how crazy it's getting.
Cool. Yeah, man. So what's next here? When's your guys' next show?
Yeah, we don't got one yet, but we're gonna be most likely it's gonna probably be like either Tommy's Tavern or the Trash Bar. And I think we're gonna be trying to do our own like our own movement, basically, and where we just, whoever's a good band, you know, will ask them to play with us, and, you know, just to basically network as much as we can, especially in the music scene in general, people are, just, you know, very isolated, and nobody really wants to talk to people, and there's a lot of egos, and, you know, people think that they're better than everybody else, or any of that shit, and we're not all about that. We're, like, about trying to get, you know, bands to talk to each other, and try to make ourselves better. So I think the next step we're going to be trying to do is put together a couple of shows where bands that we do like and that have a nice, decent following, you know, are going to be playing with us soon. So, you know, look out for that.
All right.
We're
always be checking this out online. We have a MySpace page, Section 8 Cartel. There's a Facebook page that is going to be coming out this summer. So all of our information is definitely going to be online. So any of you fans want to check out what we have up there and just keep posted on up-and-coming shows, definitely sign any email list so we can let you guys know. Let's make this grow.
Cool. Where can people buy your music?
What was that, man?
Hey, Mike knows the spot online.
The spot online. What are you talking about?
So you can download stuff from iTunes. We have a couple of things on iTunes online.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Or if anybody wants to, get online to our MySpace page and just send us a reply, what we like to do is we always like to just send out free demos, man. You know, you guys like us enough to reach out to us. Reach out to us. Go ahead and, let us know where you would like us to send a little email and rather a little snail mail, and we'll sell a demo, a little free Best of Section 8.
Personalize everything, you know, which is nice like that. But, I think what we need help most of all is just, you know, shit like that, you know, like, which is, I don't know, we're not, like, technologically inclined or not. Like, we're just trying, if anybody is willing to even, like, try to create a website for us, and I will be, you know, really grateful for that as well, you know.
Hey, well, like I said, I could definitely help you guys out with optimizing your MySpace and using MySpace, and then, you know, using your MySpace blog. If you guys got time to start blogging and then get a Twitter and stuff like that, and, you know, help get your stuff out there. I mean, I could definitely help you guys out with that, because I mean. You know, I noticed that the MySpace page is kind of, it's a little jumbled up there.
Yeah, man. I mean, the best thing right now is, like, Facebook, so I'm definitely going to try to get up on that, because it seems like everybody and their mother, they, like, on that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, definitely. Yeah, I mean, all you guys gotta do is ask me, and I'll be there. I'll help you out especially with the Facebook, you know, using Web 2.0. I mean, everybody else is doing it. I mean, if you guys got like a what's that website? Matt, there's nothing but unsigned bands on there.
Well, no, I don't know.
I forgot. All right.
Yeah. But no, man, we're definitely we appreciate people coming out to our shows and, you know, people like you that take an interest in my music, you know. Like, if we didn't have any of that, you know, that'd be not, you know, there wouldn't be any of us doing what we do, you know. And,
well, like I always said, I mean, there wouldn't be any fans. I mean, I wouldn't be trying to promote you guys hard body. I wouldn't dedicate a whole hour to Section 8 Cartel if you guys sucked. I mean, that's the bottom line. You guys kick. You guys bring it though. So I mean, if you guys continue bringing it, you guys are just gonna continue growing in a fan base.
Right. You know, we're not trying to scare people at our shows. You know, telling people that we're swinging kicks and, you know, looking all mean and shit. You know, we're just having a good time. And you know, some people may fall, like Junior yesterday.
Yeah,
I heard that was pretty funny. You know, things like that I totally miss. Like, I don't even see it. I'm just like,
oh, don't worry, I got it.
Catch the
app. I got it on camera.
So good. The best thing is just to keep doing what you're doing, even when you fall. You know, it's like always the funniest part, trying to brush it off. Cause we all been there, you know, something along those lines. But that's just because, man, we are, man. When we get knocked down, we just get up and keep doing what we do.
447?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Yeah. So, Mike, Donnie, I'd like to thank you guys for coming on. You know, you guys got an open invitation.
Yeah, man, thank you, man.
You guys got an open invitation whenever you guys want to come on. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. As always, support local unsigned artists. Support these guys. Again, it's myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. Whenever you guys want to hear them on the show, just call me and say, hey, fat boy, play the fucking Section 8 Cartel, and I'll play him.
Hey, so, man, thanks for having us. We appreciate you having us. Outside of popular belief, I do like Italians. So any Italians listening out there, man, come through, all right?
Yeah, true that. And if you're hating, put a dick in your ear and fuck with your heart. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, word.
Good, man. Yo, thanks again for having us. Come through. Right. Anybody out to come through, Section 8 Cartel? We in New York City, baby. Rock on.
Word.
The video from last night's show will be on up tonight. It's just taking a long time. It's saving to my computer. Jesus, it's going to be another 2 hours. And then another 2 hours for me to upload it. So, yeah, just wait tomorrow. Just tomorrow will be up. All right. So, yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. In fact, fuck it. Let's end it with what song should I end it with?
Tripping.
All right. Cool. This is Tripping by Section 8 Cartel. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks. I'll be back, man. Yeah.